Well, you know, we've heard through the community that, and even myself, you know, just transition, it sounds like it's, well, it's not a big deal. It's just a transition. You're just going to have to live with it and do it. I think it's a forced transition. It's a paradigm shift. And it's a paradigm shift that we didn't ask for, but we got handed, that got handed to us anyway. So, you know, it's not like we're sitting here on our hands doing nothing. You know, we understand the definition of diversify your economy. But, you know, that's pretty easily more said than done. And we are doing things here in Moffat County and in Craig to diversify our economy. And we're working towards those things. I mean, we got a number of projects. You look at past Commissioner Frank Moe, who is in the process of buying the Centennial Mall and wants to make a recreational adventure center out of that, with all kinds of indoor recreation and renting things out that you can use in the outdoors. And so that's one step. And we've got a couple solar projects that are going on in partnership regionally and also with the county and the city together, working together. We got a couple of power lines that are going to come through Northwest Colorado, and those should be happening over the next 2 or 3 or 4 years. And no, we don't get any money from them while they're constructing it, but once it's in service for a year, then we'll be able to see some business personal property tax and taxes from those that will help offset the loss of our largest taxpayer, which is Tri-State. And keep in mind that our 10 top taxpayers, they're all energy based. That's 46% of our revenues, tax assessed property, our assessed value. So what does that look like? 45% of our revenues will be going away once those top 10 taxpayers leave. Because at the end of the day, you know, whether that be coal, whether it be gas, whatever that looks like. And as those entities go away, then we have to find other ways to offset that. And that's what we're doing. We're not going to find one industry or one business that's going to be at the same level that Tri-State is when it comes to our revenues. So it's going to take a lot of things to get us there. And I think we're headed in the right direction, but again, it's going to take a lot of collaboration, and not just locally, but with our state organizations where we can, like Department of Local Affairs, OEDIT, EDA, from the national level. And, you know, I'm optimistic about it, but at the same time, I still have some concerns.